USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Biden administration has informed hospitals that they must provide abortion services if the life of the mother is at risk. Health and Human Services directed everyone's attention to requirements on medical facilities in the Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act. The agency's guidance says in emergency situations, state law is preempted, even in states where a near or total ban on the procedure is in effect. Meanwhile, in Minnesota, a state judge struck down most of the state's abortion restrictions as unconstitutional. Ramsey County District Judge Thomas Gilligan says a 1995 Minnesota Supreme Court ruling known as Doe v. Gomez held the state constitution protects abortion rights. Gilligan ruled that unlike the Dobbs decision on the federal level, his court must respect the precedent set by the state's high court. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The family of a black man shot and killed by police in Akron, Ohio is encouraging protests, but they want them to be peaceful. Bobby DiCello is the attorney representing the family of Jaylen Walker.
As a family, we stand for nonviolence, but we encourage protest. We encourage the First Amendment exercise of the pain and the suffering that's been visited upon this family and this community.
Multiple protests in the city have taken place in the week since 25-year-old Walker was wounded more than 60 times by officers who attempted to stop Walker for alleged traffic and equipment violations. Some downtown businesses were damaged, prompting a curfew by city officials. Funeral services are set for Wednesday. Two are dead and three were wounded after shootings at four 7-Eleven stores in Southern California. Authorities say they are looking for a lone gunman in at least three of the shootings. The Nasdaq was the only bright spot for Wall Street on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden celebrated the new gun control measure at the White House on Monday. USA Radio's Lance Pry reports it comes after a spate of recent mass shootings.
Selling the new laws to the American people, Biden claims gun violence is the number one killer of kids in our country.
When guns are the number one killer of children in the United States of America, let me say it again. Guns are the number one killer of children in the United States.
According to the New England Journal of Medicine, the leading cause of death for children ages 1 through 19 is unintentional injuries or accidents at 57% of the total deaths. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Workers at Dodger Stadium are ready to show a sign, a picket sign, before the Midsummer Classic in Los Angeles.
Some 99% of the nearly 1,500 concession workers at Dodger Stadium have voted to authorize a potential strike, with the union asking for a new contract and saying they could walk off the job at any time. The LA Times says this covers food servers, bartenders, suite attendants, cooks, and dishwashers ahead of the Home Run Derby on Monday the 18th and the All-Star Game on Tuesday the 19th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We do thank you for listening, and we invite you to look at our website, usaradio.com, anytime, anywhere you need an update. Be sure to look for us wherever you get your podcasts as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.